day, sitting in the maple by the garden's edge where the kids used to play. How they used to run around singing songs, how they moved unaware. Well, those days are gone, but that melody still lingers in the air. So shine down every day.
It's a band called Sussex out of Montreal with the track Shine Down Every Day. That is also a relatively new release out as of the middle of September. And before that, we heard from Mallory Chipman. Also a new release. As of 2 weeks ago, Mallory Chipman is not only a solo recording artist, but a part of the group, the Goddamsels, who do kind of a country thing out of Edmonton. And she's got 3+ solo albums to her credit, some of which, you know, get a little rock and roll there, but also have sort of a nice folky flavor. What we heard was Mythic Time, and that album is called Songs to a Wild God. And you are listening to Roots and Berries, which is stretching the boundaries of what we normally hear on the program to a certain extent, not a full extent, but a certain extent. You know, sometimes we stick to a little more hardly strictly bluegrass, and today we're We're hardly strictly that. I'm Robin. I am your host. And, you know, who can't think about having a long weekend this weekend due to the fact that it is Thanksgiving here in Canada? And, you know, whether or not you agree or disagree with the origins of the holiday and, you know, celebrated in that sense, it's still a time to, you know, gather with friends and family and, you know, take stock of the harvest season and all of the things that we can be thankful about in our own personal and collective lives. And, you know, hopefully put a little bit of that energy out there into the world where there's so much toil and trouble. And, you know, thinking about we don't have family here, and so we always get together and have what we refer to as Friendsgiving. And it's, you know, potluck style. But we try to, you know, bring harvest-like food. And sometimes there's turkey. Sometimes there isn't. But we were talking this year about, you know, because it's such a small group of us, what flavor of turkey would we have? Because we're not going to cook a big bird. And, you know, will there be cranberries? Because cranberries are often the berry that is paired with turkey. But just on a whim, I looked up to see if there was something that's called a turkey berry. And there is. There is. And much to my surprise, it's kind of not a berry. Well, it isn't really a berry, but it's called a berry. And it is a type of spiny flowering shrub that produces large clusters of yellow-green pea-sized berries that can be used for a variety of culinary, horticultural, and medicinal purposes, and has been used as such for a super long time. It goes by a whole bunch of different names and belongs to the nightshade family of plants. And so tomatoes, potatoes, eggplant are also part of the nightshades. And other common names for the turkey berry include some of those relatives. So the turkey berry is also known as prickly nightshade, devil's fig, sounds like you don't want to have that, shoo-shoo bush, wild eggplant, pea eggplant, and Sesumbr. It is quite tolerant and will thrive in a variety of climates, but it likes sunny temperate regions the most. It's very weed-like in that it spreads quite easily, and hence it's found all over the world, including the Americas, Africa, Asia, and the Pacific Islands. And because it's so widespread, it's really hard to track where it first originated, because it's so plentiful and it just grows like mad. As I said, it can be used as a food, and also a herbal remedy for countless ailments, including high blood pressure, digestive issues, bacterial infections, and some other things. Apparently, it's got kind of a bitter taste, And so there are things that, you know, you can do to make it not so bitter. But generally speaking, you know, bitter things are quite good for getting your acid alkaline pH levels back in business in the body. So probably why it took off a little bit as a medicinal plant. So yeah, just kind of interesting. Solanum torvum is the Latin name. If you want to follow up and find out more information, maybe you've even picked turkey berries somewhere and you're making some food with it. When I looked up recipes, it looks like there's quite a few Indian curries that include turkey berries or are made with turkey berries. And so that is interesting to me. Haven't talked about berries in a little while. Sometimes I forget. And then sometimes I get a notion and look it up and am continually surprised at what's out there in the natural world that I have no idea about that exists. So hopefully you get a kick out of some of these things too, and maybe learn something you can take home and share with a friend. All right. Speaking of turkey, this next band is called Turkey the Bird, and they are from New Zealand. They've got a song that is freshly out called Lady Who, and we're going to hear that to start this next set here on Roots and Berries.
Lady Who, I moved here for you. Lady Who, I did this for you. Driving 100 miles an hour through the windy Bullet Gorge. End up in the sunshine, see you walking past the porch. With your ruby-coloured hair and your skimpy summer dress. With your smile that can move mountains and the eyes that move the rest.
Thank you.
called Sister's Melody there, from Maria Cherwick on violin. I'm going to leave you with a couple of songs to take us out, but do stay tuned. Department Uno comes up at 1 o'clock, and don't want you to miss out on that. I'm sure Connor, the host and our music coordinator, has got lots of stuff to share with you on that. These two tracks are a little farm-oriented. This first one is from the Rosny family, called Old MacDonald Sold the Farm. And then we're going to hear Pig Ankle Rag from Kathy Fink, Marcy Marxer, and Cheo Tian off of From China to Appalachia.
To pay, and old MacDonald knew he was losing every day. Chickens, they quit laying eggs, the horses got too old. He knew it wouldn't be too long before the farm was sold. Rising cost of sea corn, tractors turned to rust, years of sweat and toil in amid the hillside dust. Sold the farm. It's breaking all the neighbors' hearts. They hate to see him go. No longer will they hear him sing E-I-E-I-O. Sold the farm. It's breaking all the neighbors' hearts. They hate to see him go. No longer will they hear him sing E-I-E-I-O. Well, the news broke out all over town. They were tearing down the barn. Looks like old MacDonald is up and sold the farm. It's breaking all the neighbors' hearts. They hate to see him go. No longer will they hear him sing E-I-E-I-O.
thanks for listening. This has been Roots and Berries on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Robin, and I will be back next week with another fresh pick of songs for our noon hour. If you missed an episode, you'll find audio archives and playlists for this program at cjsf.ca. Simply click on Roots and Berries in the program schedule. Happy Friday, and see you next week.
The challenges our online spaces present, like online hate and the spread of misinformation. But how can the average person make our online world more positive? Studies have shown it takes just 10% of the people in a community to set its values. We're all digital citizens, and we all have a role to play. Join Media Smarts, Canada's Center for Digital Media Literacy, on October 23rd for Digital Citizen Day to help make our online world a better place to be. Visit digitalcitizenday.ca to find out how you can make a difference.
Stats can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference today.
Hey, hey, this is Thurston. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby. Yeah, keep listening to it.